Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411, this is News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you. Wednesday, halfway through the week, feeling pretty good about it. Weather's hanging in there. Austin's going to be all over that in just a second. We'll also take a look, national snapshot of the weather with Janice Dean coming up a little bit later than this hour. Very happy about the outcome of SpaceX in doing the remarkable rescue mission, in which landed off the Florida coastline yesterday afternoon. You heard that live on News Radio 92.3. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Especially, I see the dolphins got a little bit, because we walked our listeners through it yesterday when the spacecraft went into the water. Immediately, pod of dolphins circling the spacecraft. Looked pretty interesting.
Pretty and poetic.
It really was. And gosh, it was just beautiful yesterday. All right, let's go ahead and jump in, if you don't mind. We'll do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, excitement up in Century. Political newcomer John Bass won seat four of the Century Town Council in that special primary election that was held on Tuesday. Voter turnout for the nonpartisan race came in at almost 15%. Domestic violence erupted in Cantonment, leading to the arrest of Matthew Sanders and Chloe Elder. 42-year-old Sanders was charged with felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and they also threw in a misdemeanor battery charge. Elder was charged with a single count of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Circuit Judge John Simon sentencing Stephon Dudley Jr. to 25 years in state prison. This was for a 2023 carjacking. Dudley had only been out of prison for 4 months when he committed the carjacking crime in the parking lot of Whataburger on Gregory Street. And that's a quick look at our top three stories.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
A House panel unanimously passed a bill known as House Bill 1321 today. It is to repeal a law that protects the identities of presidential candidates at state universities from public disclosure. The bill also includes changes to the higher education system, such as term limits for the Board of Governors and University Boards of Trustees.
Okay, the Senate Governmental Oversight and Accountability Committee voted 6-2 on Tuesday to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November 2026 to eliminate the lieutenant governor position by 2027. And what they're going to do is create a fifth cabinet member in charge of reporting on fraud, waste, and abuse. If something were to happen to a sitting governor, the attorney general then would become the governor.
Huh.
Okay. That's a theory. That's a fair response.
That's trying to follow you, huh?
in other words, it won't go to the lieutenant governor, but it will go to the AG.
Gotcha. All righty. And three parents appealing to a federal court after their First Amendment challenge to a state school book review process was dismissed. They argue that a 2023 law, which allows parents to seek removal of books deemed pornographic, violates their rights by not allowing them to challenge school boards' decisions to remove or restrict books, and they claim this restriction constitutes viewpoint discrimination.
Okay, 414 News Radio 92.3. Well, yes, the mission is over. We spoke about this briefly just a minute ago. Well, that mission, as you all know, was supposed to last around a week. Instead, turned into 9 months. The two astronauts, Sonny and Butch, pretty happy campers here today, finally returning to Earth from the International Space Station.
The SpaceX Dragon capsule that brought them back is named Freedom, and it's as if it were choreographed for a movie, greeted by dolphins as the capsule splashed down off the Florida panhandle. Freedom arrived at the International Space Station back in September with the Crew 9 mission. Well, after their flight test of Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft ran into thruster problems, NASA reassigned test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams to fold into the Crew 9 mission and then return with them on that SpaceX capsule, Freedom, after the next astronaut rotation arrived just this past Sunday.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, not a lot going on from what I can see that you wouldn't normally expect. Maybe some minor backups here and there on Palafox Street and maybe some on Highway 90, but it's not too severe at this time. Your worst looking spot's probably going to be on 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton. We also do have some problems if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach. Those spring breakers, I tell you, we do have some heavy backups on the bridge there. As for the weather, sitting at around 74 degrees. Tonight's low is going to be 54. Tomorrow, going to be a nice Thursday, high of 64, low of 41.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
416 News Radio 92.3 stocks ending up after the Fed's kept those interest rates unchanged. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending higher after the Fed announced that it would be holding interest rates steady, Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
The central bank also maintained its previous prediction for two rate cuts at some point this year. Fed officials see inflation staying higher this year than previously estimated and economic growth going lower than prior predictions. The Dow winners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 383 points, the Nasdaq higher by 247, S&P 500 up 61. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump says they are very much on track to putting an end to the Ukraine and Russia war. Trump spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky for about an hour today and said it was a good call. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said the call was focused on what he and Russian President Putin talked about yesterday so they could align both Ukraine and Russia in terms of what they are asking for.
All right. Beautiful afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on News Radio 92.3. The White House continues to face legal pushback over deportation flights out of the country. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
There have been a couple developments just in the last few minutes here. While the judge did extend the deadline for the government to submit information on the specific movements of these planes, you know, he put up a bit of protest saying this isn't a fishing expedition, but an effort to determine if the government deliberately flouted the court's orders, and if so, what the punishment should be. He also took exception to the government's refusal to provide that information, saying that it's not classified information and their narrative that revealing it could reveal state secrets is sort of unprecedented. He is basically giving the administration another day to deliver those answers.
And a federal judge giving the Trump administration's lawyers more time to provide information on deportation flights that were conducted last weekend. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg wants answers on the timing of flights that he ordered to turn around on Saturday. The White House has pushed back and said the judge continues to beat a dead horse over the situation.
Okay, if you're thinking about doing that house buying thing and or house selling thing, mortgage rate's pretty important to you. Holding steady today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on that 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.78%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, we're looking at 6.24%.
All righty. And a federal judge ruling the immigration case of Columbia University grad Mahmoud Khalil to be moved to New Jersey. Khalil was taken into custody by federal immigration agents and had his student visa revoked earlier this month. The federal judge rejected the Trump administration's request to toss his challenge or move it to Louisiana. He also kept his order in place, barring Khalil from being deported.
419 News Radio 92.3, the annual Blockworks Digital Asset Summit underway in NYC as crypto investors keep an eye on how the Trump administration handles those crypto markets. Lauren Cipollone has more from New York City.
Crypto advocates here at the Blockworks Digital Assets Summit are hoping the Trump administration gets the policy right to ensure the U.S. leads the world in the new financial system. Many say stablecoin legislation is a good place to start to help jumpstart renewed interest in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin prices have lost a fifth of their value since Inauguration Day. Leo Wald is the CEO of Sol Strategies.
I do think that the trend long-term is still bullish because of all the greater adoption from traditional finance markets and larger retail participants that are very sophisticated, but that's probably a year-long trend.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:20 here. When we return, we'll get a bit of a deeper dive on what's going on around the country today. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Jimmy Patronis is a Republican Florida congressional candidate and the Florida's chief financial officer, and he joins me now. Donald Trump has endorsed you. He says Jimmy Patronis has done a tremendous job as CFO. Patronis has my complete and total endorsement. Run, Jimmy, run, he said.
That's my plan. Look, I'm born and raised in the Panhandle. I love this part of the state, but we've got an open border policy that's got to be closed. We will close that. We have got to restore our confidence in our military and give them the support that they deserve. We will do that with the Trump administration.
He said, run, Jimmy, run, and you said, yes, sir. We'll see how it all plays out.
It's been a wild ride these past few weeks. I've met so many great people, and with your support, I'll be the voice in Washington fighting for you, putting America first every single day. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support on April 1st. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, be sure and check your freezer. This is something important here. Frozen meals by Stouffer's and Lean Cuisine are being recalled this afternoon. CJ Papa has more for us.
Nestle USA initiated the voluntary recall after customers reached out to the company with complaints of the possible presence of a wood-like material in the meals, including one potential choking incident to date, according to the Food and Drug Administration alert. The products on the recall list, a limited batch of Lean Cuisine butternut squash ravioli, Lean Cuisine spinach artichoke ravioli, Lean Cuisine lemon garlic shrimp stir fry, and Stouffer's party-sized chicken lasagna, that from the agency Alert. The products were distributed nationwide from September 2024 to March of this year and were produced during the same time frame the FDA Alert notes. You can go to the Nestle USA website to view the photos of the recall products. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And a California assemblyman introducing a first-in-the-nation bill to eliminate ultra-processed foods from schools. The bill's author, Democrat Assemblyman Jesse Gabriel, who represents the San Fernando Valley, says 73% of U.S. adults are obese and 38% of children are pre-diabetic. The bill would task scientists with identifying particularly harmful UPFs based on scientific research linking them to cancer, heart disease, metabolic disorders, neurological or behavioral issues, and other health harms.
425 News Radio 923. Let me just add something positive in here and on the health side. Strawberry picking season's here. How about that? Look at this. Look at those people just smile. Here are three perfect patches for you to check out. I'm giving you a here's the scoop, folks. The Strawberry Farm. If you have not heard of this, you should. It's up on Evers Road in Milton. By the way, that is the closest farm to Pensacola. A couple of others, a little bit further, about 45-minute drive in Baker. It's Brooks Strawberry Patch and Sweet Southern Farms. Both, like I said, amazing strawberries.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Hopefully the traffic and weather is looking pretty amazing as well. This is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, a lot of the congestion we had getting off of the Navarre Beach Bridge onto Navarre Parkway has cleared out. However, we do have some congestion on Navarre Parkway itself. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Also have a lot of issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. We typically have heavy congestion there, but it is looking significantly worse than usual. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a bit chillier. Sunny, breezy, high of 64, low of 41.
News Radio 92.3. I think this is getting a little bit out of hand here. A big name automaker will be missing from a major automotive show. It's happening up in Vancouver, British Columbia. Jeff Manasso has more.
The Vancouver International Auto Show removing Tesla. Organizers say over safety concerns and the potential for violence amid recent attacks on Tesla vehicles and dealerships.
I always thought the left, you know, Democrats were supposed to be the party of empathy, the party of caring, and yet they're burning down cars, they're firebombing dealerships.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Fox's Hannity Tuesday alleging that Democrat-backed groups are responsible for the violence amid Musk's efforts to help President Trump cut fraud, waste, and abuse in the federal government. The Department of Justice has also threatened severe consequences for people involved in what it calls acts of domestic terror. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And retired Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is defending federal judges after President Trump took aim at them. He backed up Chief Justice John Roberts, telling CNN that judges shouldn't need to look to the president to make their decisions. Breyer retired from the high court in 2022, making room for then-President Biden to appoint Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Roberts' rare public statement said impeachment isn't an appropriate response to disagreement without directly naming Trump.
Okay, we had a discussion about this a couple of days ago. You know, students getting their cell phones taken away while in school. Mm-hmm. We talk about, well, it's kind of expanded a little bit further here this afternoon. Thought you might want to know about it. Student cell phone use could potentially be banned in Florida schools. It is House Bill 949. That would prohibit the use of cell phones and other wireless communications devices. Now, you know, they said during special times, this is for the entire day now. Just they're taking them for the day. The bill does include provisions for schools to assign designated areas for cell phone use and administrative permission exceptions.
I'm so glad I'm out of school.
That's going to be a very contentious element of discussion on school campuses.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, yeah. This is going to be crazy. I'm glad I'm not one of those officers that are assigned to the schools around here collecting, you know, what did you do today? I collected cell phones. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen.
Right.
This is totally what's going to happen. They're going to bring, or they're going to go buy the portable little $19 versions saying just get rid of them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The kids will get around it.
Oh, no, they absolutely will.
They've already thought this one through.
And it's not the that actually isn't the only conflict we're dealing with at schools, or at least going to be dealing with. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed court papers in support of Jewish students and a professor who are suing UCLA for alleged anti-Semitism on campus. Their lawsuit claims the university enabled anti-Semitic actions while a pro-Palestinian protest encampment was set up on campus last spring. Pro-Israel or Zionist students and faculty say they were blocked from using walkways near the encampment. The court action accuses UCLA of trying to evade responsibility for the behavior.
Okay, we'll tie these two stories in because it has to do with spring break and it has to do with water safety.
Okay.
Spring breakers may be using an underwater scooter, which is under a recall notice. The safety issue is for the SubBlue mixed scooter batteries. The batteries are the problem here. They were manufactured between June 18, 2018 and March 2024. Investigators finding the battery pack could overheat and ignite. So be extremely careful if you're aware of that. And this is the sad side of the equation. 17-year-old Demetrius Moore, a senior at North Forest High School in Hattiesburg, died following a drowning incident on Pensacola Beach. It happened at Park West on Fort Pickens Road. Scabia lifeguards recovered Moore from the water near the virtual mile marker 21. Life Flight flew in to get him, sent him to the local hospital. Didn't work. He later passed away. Coming up, we got sports. 7 minutes. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. The White House continues to push for a ceasefire in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Today, President Trump spoke with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky.
The leaders agreed Ukraine and America will continue working together to bring about a real end to the war, and that lasting peace under President Trump's leadership can be achieved.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt. The call comes a day after President Trump spoke with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell making an announcement today on the status of federal interest rates.
It is the net effect of these policy changes that will matter for the economy and for the path of monetary policy. While there have been recent developments in some of these areas, especially trade policy, uncertainty around the changes and their effects on the economic outlook is high.
Committee members for the Federal Reserve suggest the unemployment rate will rise to 4.4% this year before falling to 4.3% over the next 2 years. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. XRP surged after Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse said the Securities and Exchange Commission is no longer pursuing its appeal in the case against the payments company. In 2020, the SEC sued Ripple for breaching U.S. security laws by selling XRP without first registering it with the agency. The two U.S. astronauts who had been at the International Space Station for 9 months after their faulty Boeing Starliner capsule returned without them are finally back to Earth. NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams successfully splashed down in a SpaceX Dragon capsule off the coast of Florida before 6 p.m. Eastern Tuesday night. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining more than 380, the S&P 500 grew by 60, and the Nasdaq was up 1.4%. U.S. crude oil futures for April sit above $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the Sportsbook Board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. According to Tom Pelissero, the Vikings will not be pursuing Aaron Rodgers, have turned down trade calls for J.J. McCarthy, and are moving forward with J.J. as QB1. Minnesota spent the 10th overall pick on J.J. a year ago, have a really good coach in Kevin O'Connell, the best wide receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson, and other solid complementary pieces like T.J. Hockenson and Jordan Addison, making it clearly the perfect time to turn to J.J. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flags Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and, of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I think I can make it now, the pain is gone.
4:37, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon, we do appreciate you hanging in there with us today. Got a lot of great stuff coming up. Coming up today at 5:37, we're going to be speaking to my old buddy Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Big weekend. Jeez, Pete. 3 days of monster racing. I don't mean monster trucks either.
Yeah.
I'm talking just great racing on that half-mile oval. Tim does an amazing job over there. So we'll talk to Tim, maybe dig into a little bit of memory, go down memory lane with him. I've known him for a while. We'll tell some stories. But we'll also get you ready for this weekend at the Five Flag Speedway. All right, That's about for that. That's coming up next hour. But let's go ahead and take a dive and do the top three trending stories today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's something interesting. An initiative to combine N.B. Cook and my former elementary school, O.J. Sims, did not go as planned. It wasn't pretty. During a recent school board meeting, the idea was introduced and faced immediate resistance from the Escambia County School Board members and parents. Administrators presented the concept as a measure to mitigate the loss of students whose parents chose to enroll them in private schools rather than Escambia County middle schools. Something to consume here. We now have the partial solar eclipse to look forward to in 10 days. Go ahead, write it down. March 29th. That's when it's happening. For those just wanting to celebrate another total lunar eclipse in North America, you might can hold off on this one the next time. That will occur March 3rd, 2026. So things to be, I guess, looking forward to in the next few years. Transportation bill working its way through the Florida legislature includes raising the state's maximum speed limit. Ah, your eyes light up on this one. No more 70 miles per hour. We're going to push the limits to 75 miles per hour. The concept is in part of FDOT's future plans for high-speed travel. If Senate Bill 462 sticks, it will raise those speed limits in Florida once again to 75 miles per hour.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
All righty, got a lot of college basketball stuff we're going to be talking about throughout this afternoon and evening. I'll get things started here with Indiana basketball finding its next leader. The Hoosiers have fired former West Virginia coach Darian DeVries to become their next head coach. ESPN reporting the deal is for 6 years. He joins Indiana after spending just one season with the Mountaineers, and he was hired last March to replace interim coach Josh Eilert, who had taken over for Bob Huggins following his resignation. I will say, his 1 year at West Virginia was a good one, because that's one of the main teams people are talking about, Chris, that was allegedly snubbed from March Madness.
All right, let me just kind of reel it in a bit here and talk some local sports. 30th annual Aggie Baseball Classic, featuring teams from three states, are facing off at venues across Pensacola this week. Tate, Washington, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Catholic, taking part in the tourney, as well as W.S. Neal from East Bruton, Alabama. By the way, let me give you what happened on Tuesday. Tate Aggies beat the UConn Millers of UConn, Oklahoma. It was 11-1 Tuesday night on day two of the Classic. Up next, the Aggies face Washington, Oklahoma tonight. That game gets underway at 7 o'clock. WSS is coming off a 10-0 loss to Gulf Breeze, and that's some of the local stuff going on. I don't want to get past this one, because you need to know about this as well. Pensacola returning to home ice Friday and Saturday. We're talking about the Ice Flyers. They'll face Birmingham. Then on Sunday, Pensacola. Peoria comes to town. Puck drop 7:05 Friday, Saturday in the Bay Center, 4:05 on Sunday.
And the Pelicans have received another major blow during their already disappointing season. New Orleans forward Trey Murphy III will miss the remainder of the year due to a torn labrum and partial tear of the rotator cuff in his right shoulder.
That is a blow.
Mm-hmm. Murphy suffered the injuries when he dislocated his shoulder during the team's loss to the Pistons on Monday. 24-year-old finishes the season averaging a career-high 21.2 points per game.
Okay, Alabama scores a buzzer beater to advance in the NC2A tournament. And the Tokyo series continues. Jared Max has a Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
3.4 seconds left, and here we go. This is where dreams are made.
We're going for it all.
Simpson home run play, the deflection. Oh! Layup! 0.7 seconds left. Alabama State in front.
On True TV, Amar Knox made a layup with under a second to go for Alabama State versus St. Francis of Pennsylvania for a 70-68 lead.
Moncrief at the horn, and it is over in Dayton. Alabama State has won its first ever NCAA tournament game in a thriller.
NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament on True TV. Alabama State 70, St. Francis of PA 68. The Hornets advance to become the number 16 seed in the South region and will face number one overall seed in the brackets, Auburn, tomorrow in Lexington, Kentucky. In the first game of the first four, the North Carolina Tar Heels built a 24-point halftime lead against San Diego State. UNC advanced to become the 11th seed of the South with an emphatic 95-68 win over the Aztecs. The Tar Heels were led by R.J. Davis, a perfect 6-for-6 in three-point shooting. Davis scored 26 points. North Carolina, which was under the microscope for having been selected to the tournament, showed its worth Tuesday. Set a team record for three-pointers in a tournament game with 14. Tar Heels advanced to play Ole Miss Friday in Milwaukee. It's day two of the Major League Baseball season. The reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers playing the Chicago Cubs in Tokyo again. Starting pitcher Roki Sasaki making his Major League debut with the Dodgers, while Justin Steele is the Cubs starter. The Dodgers broadcast on Sirius XM channel 175, the Cubs call on 176. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we got the second half of the first four games going on tonight. Getting underway in just about an hour, we got the 16 seeds, Mount St. Mary's and American University, taking on one another. Winner of that game takes on Duke. And at 8:10, the 11 seeds, Xavier and Texas. Winner takes on Illinois. You can find both of those games, as with the first two, on True TV.
Okay, a lot of excitement over in Tokyo. Dodgers dominating the Cubs to win the second game of the Tokyo series. It was 6-3 Wednesday. Dodgers designated hitter Shohei Ohtani hitting his first home run starts it off right of the 2025 MLB regular season. Happened to the top of the fifth inning.
2-2 pitch, and he sends one deep. Up
towards right center field, back at the wall, and it is off the very top of the wall. Nearly a home run. And now they're going to rule it perhaps as a home run. It is.
Crowd favorite decision. That's what that was. Okay, talking about Shohei Ohtani, a fourth grader got a special gift courtesy of the Dodgers superstar. Jared Max has more on it.
Indirectly, Los Angeles Dodgers Japanese superstar Shohei Ohtani gave a 10-year-old fan in Tokyo a family treasure.
2-2 pitch, and he sends one deep. Up towards right center field, back at the wall, and it is off the very top of the wall. Nearly a home run. And now they're going to rule it perhaps as a home run. It is.
On Fox Sports 1, after a fan unsuccessfully tried to catch the home run and watched it fall onto the field, Cubs center fielder Pete Crow Armstrong threw it back to the stands. Sota Fujimori acquired the ball. The fourth grader said, "I was really surprised. I couldn't believe it. I'm going to keep it as the family treasure." Ohtani's home run helped the Dodgers beat the Cubs Wednesday 6-3 in Tokyo. Jared Max, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. We typically have problems in that area, but it is worse than usual. No accident reported at this time. As for the weather, high of 74, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 64, low of 41.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, Trump administration freezing some federal funding to an Ivy League institution because that school allows transgender athletes to play sports. Here's more from the White House.
Approximately $175 million in federal funding for the University of Pennsylvania is frozen by the Trump administration. A senior administration official calls it a proactive move due to the university's policy allowing transgender athletes to compete in women's sports. The frozen funding represents a fraction of the roughly $1 billion in federal money the university receives. That funding is also at risk, the official says, as part of a larger Title IX investigation launched by the Department of Education. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, and a man who allegedly pointed a gun at CIA headquarters in McLean, Virginia this morning is in custody. The incident caused a large police response to what officials called a barricade situation. A SWAT team and bomb squad were reported to be on the scene. There were no reports of any shots fired or injuries. Details about the threats and the man's exact motivations have not been given.
Okay, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, he's walking a real fine line here.
Sounds like it.
Between the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, he's facing backlash from his own party after voting in line with the Republicans. Chad Pergam has more in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergam with the Speaker's Lobby. It's hard to underestimate the level of antipathy from some Democrats directed at Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Schumer announced that a government shutdown last week would be worse than voting to break a filibuster on the GOP-sponsored spending plan. The government would have closed had Democrats not voted to help Republicans overcome the filibuster. Senate Republicans couldn't have done that on their own. House Democrats were conducting their annual issues retreat in suburban Washington, D.C., yet just before the procedural vote, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and other Democrats race back to the Capitol to lambaste the Republican spending bill. When asked twice about Schumer's leadership at a press conference, Jeffries immediately pivoted, both times punting, saying, quote, "Next question." Yours truly confronted Jeffries afterwards.
Mr. Leader, why were you afraid to say anything about Schumer when you were asked?
No,
my question was, why are you afraid to say anything?
Do not characterize my remarks. I'm not afraid about anything.
With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And a preliminary report from the NTSB says the Bering airplane that crashed last month in Alaska was more than 1,000 pounds overweight for the weather conditions. In its report released earlier today, the National Transportation Safety Board said the plane's total weight, including baggage and cargo, was around just under 9,900 pounds. The report said a plane flying into known or forecast icing conditions should have a gross takeoff weight of around 8,800.
All right, professional soccer could be coming to Pensacola. I know that's going to excite because the popularity of soccer has just blown up. You know, the SEC women's soccer tournament, the soccer tournaments they're now having over in Gulf Shores.
It's expanding. Well, Mayor Reeves and the United Soccer League are discussing options on bringing a team to the area. Stephen Short, USL's vice president of expansion, said everything at this point is still exploratory. The mayor went on to say the league has committed to fund the study, and the city has not yet committed on any money as of yet.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this. This is something that may be affecting some people in the state of Florida, or at least will. Citizens Property Insurance had a slight increase in policies last week, hitting just over 850,000, but that's down from under 945,000 just a month ago. This drop happened as private insurers started taking on some of those policies through a program aimed at reducing citizens' size, which state leaders want to control due to hurricane-related financial risks.
Okay, thinking about becoming a rich person tonight?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I'd like to, but here's your shot at financial freedom. Powerball, $416 million, $194.1 million. That's your cash option walking out that door. Drawing goes at 10. Play wisely, and good luck to you.
All righty, 450 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll try to get a touch of the more frivolous stuff going on, maybe some pop culture notes as we hit this final stretch of the 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, $100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com. Promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. It is Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you on this Wednesday afternoon. FDOT reporting today drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton north to Olive, Gregory Street to North Palafox to east to 14th. Surfacing work from Mobile Highway to Blue Angel Parkway. The Highway 29 northbound ramp to the 10 freeway eastbound is closed today. Northbound drivers are being detoured to make a U-turn at Broad Street onto Highway 29 southbound to access the 10 freeway eastbound. And a new temporary on-ramp for Highway 29 southbound drivers accessing the 10 freeway eastbound is now open. Did you get all that in there? Good. I'm so glad that you took that in there. So that's what's going on maneuvering the traffic this afternoon.
Alrighty. You know what? Speaking of traffic and weather.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This final update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. We do have some backups. Still looking pretty severe on Highway 90. That's going to be if you are traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that's pretty par for the course. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Thursday, high of 64, low of 41.
Well, the U.S. military is reporting an increase in enlistments. Here's some good information to pass along. Kevin Urinsky has more.
Securing America.
After several down years, leaders of the U.S. military telling a recent Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing, recruiting is now on the upswing. General James Mingus is the Vice Chief of Staff for the U.S. Army.
The Army exceeded its goal in FY24 with over 55,000 new soldiers, and we're targeting 61,000 this year. And we are currently 72.7% of that goal.
Marines Assistant Commandant General James Mahoney testified his branch is seeing similar results. And the credit goes to the actual recruiters for
making mission without lowering standards, which is something we will never do.
The Vice Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral James Kilby, spoke about the type of individual the military is looking for.
Americans who can innovate, solve hard problems, and dominate in combat.
President Trump said during his address to Congress that the recent recruiting results are among the best ever. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And a federal appeals court is ruling art created entirely by AI can't be copyrighted. This week's ruling says there must be an initial human authorship in order for a copyright to be issued. This means that in order for an AI-generated work to be copyrighted, a human must be the one directing or using the AI, and the AI can't be operating autonomously. The ruling upholds a decision made by the U.S. Copyright Office denying a copyright to Stephen Thaler.
Okay, 457, News Radio 92.3, the president and Ukraine's president agreed to a partial ceasefire in the war with Russia. Jared Halpern is at the White House, has more for us.
During an hour-long phone call, President Trump and Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky agreed on a limited ceasefire on energy targets, the same deal Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to in a call with President Trump yesterday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump also suggested U.S. ownership of Ukraine's nuclear power plants.
American ownership of those plants would be the best protection for that infrastructure and support for Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
Delegations from the U.S., Russia, and Ukraine are expected to continue talks to expand a ceasefire into the Black Sea. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Country music just got a lot of love at the iHeartRadio Music Awards, and Monica DeLuca has more in Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Monica DeLuca. At the iHeart Music Awards, the title of Top Country Song of the Year went to... I Had Some Help by Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. Post Malone also took home Country Album of the Year, but the Country Artist of the Year was Jelly Roll, and the Best New Country Artist, Shaboozy. Country music star Orville Peck is known for wearing a mask during performances and even interviews off stage, but he will be showing his face when he stars in Cabaret on Broadway beginning March 31st. Let me take you on. He and Eva Noblezada will replace Adam Lambert and Ali'i Carvalho as the MC and Sally Bowles at the August Wilson Theater. The show's official Instagram shared a photo that shows Peck without his mask. However, his gloved hands cover most of his face. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
And a Hollywood director being accused of scamming Netflix out of $11 million. Director Carl Rynch has been indicted on federal charges of fraud and money laundering for allegedly spending millions on luxury cars and bad crypto deals instead of making a sci-fi series for Netflix. He directed the 2013 film 47 Ronin with Keanu Reeves and was set to be the showrunner for that sci-fi series called White Horse. The streaming service pulled the series after losing $55 million on the project.
All right, we've waited a long time for this. More classified files on the JFK assassination. assassination have been released. David Spunk has the details.
Of the info released, perhaps the most interesting surrounding Lee Harvey Oswald, the man believed by the government to be the lone gunman and the person responsible for the death of President Kennedy. Oswald was known for years to have connections to both Cuba and the Soviet Union, where he once lived. In one of the documents, a former CIA employee recalled of Oswald and his wife that Oswald and Marina got their visas to the Soviet Union too easily. He explained the unusual behavior of Oswald as being his defection. His reasons were unknown. He seemed disoriented. He married a Russian. Kassassin, the CIA employee, said that while he does not believe Oswald was sent back to the U.S. by the Soviets, he cannot preclude that possibility.
Here's Radio 92.3. A couple of stories let me just kind of pass on to you. Pensacola FC and Pensacola FC Academy have been added to the Gulf Coast Conference for the 2025 season of the League for Clubs. Pensacola FC will compete in the East Division, while Pensacola FC Academy will play over there in the West Division. Coming up next hour, Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway at 5:37. We'll see you then.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.